I like those little moments in life where you truly catch a glimpse of what someone else might actually think about you. There's always these little moments where something comes up, something happens, where you think, oh, this person thinks I'm a giant fucking scumbag. It just like seeps out, it leaks out. My name is Chris Johnson. I try to keep that shit quiet too. I fucking hate a lot of people. I fucking hate a lot of things. The last thing I want to do though is let you know, especially if I'm in a position where I have to see you a lot, I don't want to let you know that I fucking hate you. I was at my place of what the fuck was that noise? Jesus Christ. I'm knocking shit over the place. There was way too fucking loud a noise. I don't even want to get into what the fuck that was. But anyways, at my place of employment the other day, and we work in these lame ass fucking cubicles or like zigzag cubicles or some bullshit, and somebody like stuck their head over the wall. So I stand up and I fucking like lean over so I can fucking hear what the fuck's going on. So I lean over and like I start to like reach my hand out because there's a fucking like there's like a portion of the wall that juts out. So I was gonna like brace myself on that and like lean over and say and just and chat. I like to talk, man. And I remember her hand was there. And for some reason, she thought that I was going to, like, grab her hand. Because that's what's hot, right? That's what's up. That's Chris Johnson in a fucking nutshell right there. Like, Chris Johnson's at work. Chris Johnson sees a fucking attractive lady. And he's like, ooh, this is the time I'm going to make my move, ladies and gentlemen. I'm at work. There's people all over the fucking place. We're right in the middle of the fucking floor. But now's the time I see her hands. I'm going to fucking slowly just put my hand on hers. Make it really fucking weird right in the middle of the fucking cubicle. Yeah. Hey, baby. Hey, take a look at me. Hey, how suave am I? I'm going to put my hand right on top of yours right now. I mean, what the fuck? I'm almost insulted by that. You think that's all the moves I got? I mean, it is. But actually, I have less moves than that because I don't try any moves. I mean, there's no moves. I've got no moves. None. I haven't been out with somebody like on an official date or whatever the fuck in, fuck, I don't know, 2.5 years, I guess. I don't know. I got a nice fucking run going. And even if I was into somebody, which I am, or maybe I'm not, but who gives a shit? I don't have anything in my fucking toolbox. I don't have anything in my bag of tricks to let anybody know how I feel. I don't have the fucking balls to do that. I'm an anxious fucking neurotic asshole. I just can't get the job done. You know what I'm talking about? I'm not even talking fucking. We can't even, I mean, that's way down the fucking road. I can't even, like, express feelings. I can't express feelings. I can't express emotions. I can't even go that far. So the fact that you think, like, he's going for my hand, ah! And you're like, you're worried about that, that fucking hurts. That hits deep. But anyway, she saw my hand coming, and she recoiled in fucking horror. She's like, bah! And she, like, just shot backwards. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on here? And she even, like, acknowledged it. Like, she noticed that I noticed. You know those weird moments? When something happens, and they're thinking, like, did they notice that? And then they look up, and they're like, ah, yeah, he noticed that I noticed that. I thought he was reaching out for my hand, and I just fucking recoiled in horror. Because that's what it was. It was just like, it was pure disgust. It hurt my fucking feelings, goddammit. I'm not that disgusting a guy. At least I don't think so. Am I that? Well, maybe I am. Maybe I'm giving myself too much credit. A lot of times people tell me, they're like, hey man, you're too hard on yourself. Am I? Am I really? I'm single, I'm divorced, and I don't really have a great relationship with my family. I don't have a lot going for me. She's like, hey, I thought you were reaching out for my hand. So I pulled it away. And I said, yeah, I saw that maneuver. And you know what? I'm addressing it now, goddammit. I'm addressing it. I'm like, I saw that. You're like, hey, is this scumbag reaching out for me? Oh, fuck, don't touch. Don't touch. Get this dirtbag away from me. And she, like, faked a smile and kind of, like, left. I don't know if that, like, offended her at that point. But fuck it. My feelings are on the line now. Come on, dude. I think everybody's going to make a move. I hate the term make a move because I think that's stupid. Because I believe in, like, nice, organic fucking relationships. I don't believe in, like, fucking getting set up or any of that bullshit or, like, just asking a random person out. I like nice organic stuff. The real shit. So, like, I'd like to think that, like, if something was going to happen, then my whole move wouldn't be, like, reach out hand, place hand on top of her hand. Like, what does she think? Like, her hand is like a fucking, like if I touch it, it's like an eject button. And it's going to eject myself, like, right out of my clothes. Like, ah, whoop, ding. You know, my fucking clothes shoot off as soon as I hit that button. Like, no, it's not fucking, that doesn't happen that way. We're at work, goddammit. Does anybody even hold hands at work? I used to fucking, when I was in a relationship, like, way back in the fucking day, like, we worked together at, like, the same gas station. That's hot, right? And we worked together at, like, a dining hall in college. Like, we didn't, like, fucking hold hands there. Like, nobody even knew the fuck that we're together. Because, like, that's weird. Like, I'm not about, like, showing off what I have. To be honest with you, it's not even like what I have. It's not like a fucking relationship is like a fucking trophy. Like, I'm not like bragging about that. Like, ooh, look who I got. It's fucking sexist macho bullshit. So like, I wouldn't fucking, I mean, I never fucking would hold hands with my fucking ex when we were working together. But anyway, my point is that she thought I was disgusting. And if she thinks I'm disgusting, other people think I'm disgusting. You see the problem that's going on here? Now I can't even reach my hand out. Because if I reach my hand out, people are going to recoil in fear. I don't want that. Jesus Christ. So anyway, that's a kick to the dick to my self-esteem. It's a kick to the dick. If my self-esteem was a dick, it just got kicked. Not even on the tip either. Like a good fucking solid shot. Well, I'm going to have to recover now. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays with more stories about how people think I'm a dirtbag. I am on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Play, Podbean as well. Podbean is the host, the website or the app. You can get all the fucking episodes there. It's a fucking delight. You can catch me on Facebook too. I'm going to put every episode in the what the fuck's it called? The timeline. I'm on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, and I'm also on Instagram. See my hot, sexy face and running photos at Maybe 5 Minutes.